Oh, Mercy Pete, I just can't get enough. I just can't get enough. I need more. I need a lot more than that. It's Bad Company on the Mountain Rock, Q94. Time for our weekly Lake Norfolk Fishing Report. Let's dip our rods and see just what we can come up with here. I got Gary Faraci from the Bayou Resort with me. And, hey, how we doing, Gary?
Good morning, Gary. Happy Thursday, What a morning, huh?
Oh, my goodness, yeah. I tell you what, I woke up and headed out the door, and it was like, holy crap, it's already hot.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, I just wore my Tarzan suit with flip-flops. And
there you go.
Yeah, I'm telling you. Man, life, it's going to be hot today, but that's okay. The fish kind of like this stuff. What are you hearing from the fisher people?
Wow, it's still been pretty good. Everybody that's gone out there has done very well. Boy, the crappie guys have done no limits, but I'm talking 8, 9, 10 fish. So yeah, still very good. And live bait, and then a couple different colors on the plastics, you know, have been working really good for the crappie. And they've been nice size too, 12, 14 inches. They've looked really good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is good crappie. What the stripers, how they performing?
The stripers and hybrids and whites are still doing really good. I have guys that are jigging for them. I have guys that are trolling for them. So I have guys that have hit them on top water. So it's been really good. So the whites in particular, you'll catch them surfacing, you know, and you can do some top water with them. And that first thing in the morning, later in the afternoon, 6, 7 o'clock on the whites. Uh-huh. Stripers and hybrids, I'd say more morning bite and better.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's kind of, I figured here we are with it warming up like it is that they may start to go down a little deeper, you know, and jigging may be the best fix for that.
Yeah, like I had guys trolling, and they said they were 15 feet, and they had them bite. So but yeah, that makes sense. They should be deeper, 20, 25 feet maybe.
Yeah.
With that water, lake water temperatures hovering in the low 80s. So, yeah, that's that. You know, it's surface temp, but
yeah. Well, now the bass fishermen, just, you know, the largemouth, the line side, the Kentuckys, they've been having a blast.
Oh yeah, they have, and there again, that's been on a mixed bag. I've had some top water action on that.
Mm-hmm.
From what everybody's been telling me. Yeah, and then it's been all over the place what they've been using.
Yeah, I was buzz baits, I guess, has been pretty doggone popular. The old buzz bait, and tried and true. But man, it is fun when it's on.
Yes.
When it's on, it's on. It's kind of like the spinnerbait guys, you know, when it's spinnerbaiting, and it is spinnerbait time right now, especially at night. But you know, you got some guys, they are just devoted, all in on spinnerbaits.
I love to use this time of year, dark color in the evening. They have one called June Bug that works really well. About time to break that out and use that.
Mm-hmm. And
absolutely.
And then finally, you know, if you can catch like, 10.5 inch bluegill, weigh a pound and a half, I mean, you've caught a lunker, you know. And there are, on rare occasions, there are some 2-pounders as well. But my goodness, the bluegill fishing is just off the chain.
Yeah, if you want to have a blast, I mean, that's ultralight 4-pound test. Get out there with some red wigglers or crickets, and bring you a 5-gallon bucket and catch you a mess of bluegill. Bring the kids, the grandkids. Mm-hmm. Let everybody enjoy it, because that, if you want to get someone hooked on fishing, there you go. That is so much fun.
Have you experimented with my crickets yet?
I have not had a chance, but I'm telling you, I'm going to.
Oh, yeah. There's nothing better, man. I'm telling you. Well, I've even been some of these folks that's been fishing at night, using lights. That's been really, really good for just fishing. I mean, you're going to catch bass, you're going to catch walleye, you're going to catch bluegill, you're going to catch crappie, white. I mean, it's just, it's crazy. But they've been doing really good.
Yeah, if you get out there, you can go out at 10 or 11, whatever, throw that light in there and hang out for an hour, and all the bait fish will come in, and then that, once that happens, then you're right. Every species will be in there. I've had guys tell me they've caught, just like you said, everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, crappie, largemouth, Kentuckies, everything, walleye.
Yeah. Well, I'm just now, the one thing that we're missing is for someone to invite us to their fish fry.
Yeah. Okay, we'll see what's going on. We got this. I'll get the skinny on that, and we'll see what we can do.
Yeah, find us a fish fry, man. I'm ready. I'm all over it. Just let me.
And we forgot all about the catfish and the noodles, trout lines, but... yeah, that's been good too. So we could have a good catfish fry.
Oh yeah, hey, fish is surprise me. some little catfish nuggets, some little crappie fillets, some bluegill fillets, some little striper nugget. Yeah, I'm all good. It's all good.
I'll see what I can find out what's going on and what we can put together.
All right. Hey, Gary, for folks that would like to know a little bit more about the Bayou Resort, how can they get a hold of you and Diane?
Gary, they can always give us a call at 870-467-5277. Facebook page, great way to drop us a line on there. As always, our website, thebayouresort.com. And if you're in the neighborhood, just stop in.
Right on. Hey, we appreciate you, and we shall talk with you again here real soon.
All right, sounds good, Gary. Talk to you soon.
All right. Hey, again, that's Gary Faraci with